I talk about the culture of the American South here every Friday, and if you listen regularly, you know there is a drum I beat consistently. I just love how absorptive Southern culture is, how it takes in new influences and changes as new people make this place their home. Now, centuries ago, Southern music absorbed one of its many undeserved gifts, an African instrument called the banjo. And that instrument became part and parcel of the music we know as bluegrass, like this. That's Foggy Mountain Breakdown by the legendary North Carolina picker Earl Scruggs. Now keep that melody in your mind for a minute while we fast forward to the 21st century. A few decades ago, a little girl named Wu Fei became a musical prodigy in her home city of Beijing, China. The instrument she played was the guzheng. That's G-U-Z-H-E-N-G. The guzheng is 2,000 years old, and it is plucked, just like a banjo. But where the banjo typically has 5 strings, the guzheng has either 21, 25, or 26 strings, and it is 5 feet 4 inches long. Wu Fei first studied in Beijing at the China Conservatory of Music, learning the very strict repertoire of Chinese classical. In 2002, when she was 25, she came to America to study music at Mills College in California. 13 years later, she settled with her husband and children in Nashville, Tennessee, where she met a modern-day banjo virtuoso named Abigail Washburn. As fate would have it, Washburn had lived in China for a while after college and had become fluent in Mandarin. So these two string-plucking women began to make music together, and in 2020 they released an album. Now, I could try to describe it, but it's better that you listen to a few seconds of it. Now that song has a wonderful title, Banjo Guzheng Picking Girls. And every Southerner I know would say that music sounds awfully familiar. It's basically bluegrass, but with the extra magic of 26 more strings. You might even call it the Everest Mountain Breakdown. Rob Russian Knopf, who writes about music for Salvation South, the online magazine I edit, first told me about Wu and her music, and I've been just delighted to listen to it and publish Rob's story about her. And I think Wu Fei is a shining example of the fact that Southern culture can be as absorptive as a good sponge. When we are at our best, our culture can welcome anyone from anywhere as long as they bring their talents and their heart. Come read more about and listen to more from Wu Fei at SalvationSouth.com.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.